Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon us and that you will help us to
Drive and go forward in your will. Help us not to take down. Help us not to draw back. But help us, oh Lord, that we might fulfill your will. Help us to live this life, oh Lord, a life that is pleasing in your sight. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Help us, oh Lord, to preach thy gospel. Help us to go thee, therefore, yes, to all the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that souls might be saved, that some might give their life to you before it's too late. We know you're able to do it. We're looking to you. We're trusting in you. And we pray that you look upon the bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones. We pray that you continue to bless them and strengthen them, uplift them. Help them, oh Lord, that they may be able to get through their test and their trial. And we pray that you look upon all those who are afflicted in their bodies. Oh, my God, cancer. We pray that you heal cancer, that you will look on other barriers, that you will touch him and save and deliver him out of his trouble. The situation that's going on in his body, we know you're able to deliver. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, and those that are dealing with heart disease, we know you're able to heal. We believe you and we take you at your word. Heal today. Deliver, oh Lord, those that have diabetes. We know you can heal it. We know you can hold it at bay, that it does not take over the body. We pray that you touch, oh Lord. Help somebody, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Open up the blinded eyes. Those who grant you. We know you are a miracle-working God. You're able, Lord, to open up the blinded eyes. Touch right now. Move the heart of tension. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Take full control. Let your blood cover the day. Wash and make heaven with whole.
Wash, Lord.
They be afraid. Deliver them that are bound. Save, Lord. Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. We pray that you let your word go out all over the world. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to repent of their sin and give their life to you before it's too late. Help somebody come back to you. Somebody that has gotten weak along the way, but
yes,
they need strength. We pray that you touch them, give them strength, draw them back unto you. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray that you go into the nursing home, that you save, heal, forgive, go into the prison. We pray that you will move behind the prison walls.
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. For the healing are a way maker. We thank you, O Lord, because you know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Give praise and
thank
honor
you,
to the name of Jesus. And
thank
we
you.
Thank you for all things. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is in the way of the spirit." Excuse me, what is the way? I'm going to read that again. "As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and the pleasant thing is in the eye to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity." Thank God for the Lord's worthy. Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, the first throughout the 10th verse throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService. Title One School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial our guest number. It's 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. You can also dial that number if you're clergy, you like to give remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you like to tell, a song you like to sing, or a scripture you'd like to read, or encouraging word you'd like to share. And if you're looking to support other ministries, you can tune in each week on Tuesdays and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., where Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. We'll be on there this evening, if it's the Lord's will, and the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m., at E18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, also at 6 o'clock p.m. For prayer on Wednesdays. Again, that's 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on the second and third Wednesdays of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Blaze Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for all of the bereaved families, and I want to add the bereaved Ingram family. I was told that Elder James Ingram passed away. Not sure of the exact day, but just keep the family in prayer. Elder Odessa, that was her brother. Amen. Keep the family in prayer, the bereaved Ingram family. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Ruth Thompson. And if anybody knows any information, you could certainly give it to me, and I will, about the service or anything, just let me know. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Elder Barry Johnson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, the Edmond family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, the bereaved Allen family, the bereaved Carr family, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, as well as all of the souls who are currently requesting prayer, or who have requested prayer, in the past. We want to continue to pray for them as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have time. I'll just sing a small portion of this song. I was searching for a long, long time, trying to find peace in my mind, until one day Jesus came my way and he touched me. I've got to tell it everywhere I go, on the streets, amongst the friends I used to know, how Jesus came my way, how he came my way, and he touched me. I've been touched, touched. I've been touched. Oh, I've been touched by the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the reading of the scripture, for the opening prayer, and for the song that was just sang. We just thank God for the scripture that was read also. I tell you, go ahead on, do what you want to do. But for this, the Lord is going to bring you into judgment.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to have to stand before the throne of God. They're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we all shall give an account of the deeds that were done in our bodies, whether they be good or whether they be bad. Glory to God. I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, if you know the Lord, please hold on to the Lord. There's nothing worth you going, leaving the Lord and going back into the world for.
Amen.
Just hold on. Continue in prayer and continue to seek the Lord. Acknowledge before the Lord. Glory to God. God is a forgiving God. He's able to forgive you. The Bible said if any man sin, he has an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Amen.
We can go to God and pray, and God can deliver us. And
yes,
then you
Lord.
Realize you are so, you will be so happy that you waited on the Lord and trusted in him and that he delivered you. Glory to God. Take an example from David. David sinned, but David went before the Lord in prayer both day and night, crying and seeking the Lord until the Lord delivered him. And when the Lord delivered him, he was able to teach somebody else. Glory to God. He was able to praise God and thank God for what God had done for him in his life, how God delivered him. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. So, brothers and sisters, don't give up on God. Continue.
Yes.
Look to the Lord and wait on God. God bless you. Now, at this time, we're going to turn this portion of this broadcast into the hands of Dr. Pastor Sheila Amin out of Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I'm just so honored. Amen. For what the Lord has done, I give honor to God, and I thank God for what my ears have heard. I truly am enjoying this broadcast, prayer, the touch, and also those encouraging words, that song of praise, the scripture that was read. I just thank the Lord because I am rejoicing for what God is doing. God is encouraging us, and I didn't mind if Spanish May would have went ahead on. It would be all right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, because that was very, very uplifting and encouraging. Praise the Lord. So I'm not going to hold up the time, but I'm going on to the Word of God. So let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, O God, and we give you thanks. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we ask that you will send your Word and minister unto us. Speak to our hearts, Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. My heart is rejoicing, and I am happy for what the Lord has done. And, you know, God is just so merciful. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Word of God. And I'll be reading from the King James Version, the 136th number of Psalms. That's Psalm 136, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. Strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endures forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endures forever, who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endures forever, redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Thank God for the reading of the 136th number of Psalms. And today, God's mercy endures forever. That's the title. Let us give thanks unto God. That's the theme. Amen. In this passage, in this particular psalm, this is a reminder on every single verse of this particular psalm. The latter part is, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. We have a right to be thankful, because without God's mercy, none of us would even be here. Without God's mercy, we could not have salvation. Hallelujah. But his mercy endured forever. Therefore, let us give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his mighty acts, for his great works, for the wonders and miracles that he's wrought and continues to work. We ought to give thanks to the Lord no matter what the situation looks like. When Job found himself being tested and tried and all the troubles that had come up in his life, he maintained his integrity and he was yet thankful. Hallelujah. The enemy wanted him to bow down and worship him. But instead, Job, he kept his trust in the Lord, and he recognized that the Lord God giveth and the Lord God taketh away. And he began to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we see trouble coming into our lives, when we see problems arising all around us, we ought to give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. For his mercy endureth forever. And these are the words children of Israel began to say when they had the enemy rise up against them, when King Jehoshaphat, when the children of the Moabites and the Amorites came down to war against them. Jehoshaphat was afraid, but he began to call on the Lord. He got everybody together, and they, in the Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, this is where all Judah, their little ones, their wives, their children, everybody went before the Lord Almighty. And while they were in the congregation, the Spirit of the Lord began to come down upon Jehezel. Oh, and he began to speak the words that God had put in his mouth. And he urged them to hearken to the voice of the Lord. And God began to comfort and encourage the children of Israel not to be afraid, not to be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude that came to battle against them. And God's words were that the battle belonged to him. Hallelujah. As just
Hallelujah.
Say, the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. And then the Lord instructed them where they should go. And they all rose up early that morning. Thank you, Jesus. And they went on down to where the Lord had told them to go. But beforehand, Jehoshaphat, he began to remind them, saying, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And they got together in a consultation, and they appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness, and that they would go out ahead of the armies and say these words, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Right.
The Lord's mercy endures forever. Endure, meaning it will never end. It will never cease. The mercy of God endures forever. There are those times when we might fail God, or we may not obey the moving of the Spirit of God, or we may not do something that God has given us to do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But his mercy endureth forever. If we are able to go to God and humble ourselves and repent before God, as was already mentioned, if any of us have sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the middle man. He stands in
Amen.
The gap between man and God, and he pleads our cause. Hallelujah. And we can go to the Lord, and we can for forgiveness, and he will forgive us and have mercy on us. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. So when you see problems happening in your life, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, but just believe God and take him at his word and know that God will take up the battle just for you, and he will fight on your behalf. Oh, glory to God. The children of Israel were extremely outnumbered. There was a great multitude that came down to battle against them. And, of course, naturally, the body, the flesh, the human part would be afraid. And so they were. But they knew that they could call on God. They knew that they could depend on the Lord. After knowing about that 136th number of Psalm, how God delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians, how God overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. Oh, glory to God. God's mercy endureth forever. So we don't
Amen.
Have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Just continue to look to the Lord and just give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to our God for his great wonders, for his wondrous works. By his wisdom, he made the heavens. By his wisdom, he stretched out the earth above the waters. He separated the earth from the waters. Oh, glory to God. By his wisdom, he made sun and the moon and the stars, and he hung them in heaven. Oh, praise be to God. He did great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. He smote the firstborn of the Egyptians. God worked so many miracles He did it with a strong hand. He did it all by himself. Oh, thank you, Lord. So we have a right to give thanks to the Lord. And even when we were wretched, done, and still in our sins, he sent Jesus to deliver us, to save us from this world of sin. He sent Jesus all the way down through 42 generations. Glory, hallelujah. So that he could take away the sins of the world. So you have a right to be thankful today. You have a right to give thanks to the Lord. Glory to God. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Be God has done. Be thankful for his mercy endures forever. If you're in sin, God has been good to you, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And his hands are outstretched, inviting you to come and receive salvation. His hands are outstretched, glory to God, for your deliverance. And you can be delivered today for your healing, glory to God. Whatever you need God to do, whatever you need from the Lord, God's got it. And he wants to give it to you. He wants to show you better life, a better way. Amen. And in the end, hallelujah, as we are going to be rewarded for the deeds we've done in our bodies, in the end, if you accept the Lord, if you accept this salvation from God, his mercy endure it forever. And when you stand before him in judgment, God will give you a crown of life. God will give you that just reward. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. His mercy endureth forever. The name of Jesus. Well, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God because his word is true. And I believe the psalmist wanted to emphasize and more than emphasize that his mercy endures forever. Glory to God. God will overthrow our enemies. And then he will take their land or whatever they have and give it to us as a heritage, as he did for the children of Israel. Redeem them from their enemy. He gives food to all flesh. He provides for all of our needs, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, mentally, however it is, God provides because his mercy endureth forever. And if we give God more thanks, I remember calling on the Lord around the altar, and I would hear the ministers and evangelists say, the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. The more you thank him, the more he'll move on you. And you just begin to thank him. I mean, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, glory to God, and the Spirit of God will come down. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's learn to give to God in all situations. You know, when you think about it, he brought you through this, and he brought you through that, and you ought to be thankful and also be assured that because his mercy endureth forever, he will bring you through anything else that's going to pop up in your future. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it. Just when you see it, just holler out and give thanks to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
As they did when they went to battle, they began to sing praises unto God. I mean, they appointed singers who would sing unto the Lord.
Yes.
So then singing, giving thanks to God. I mean, you can sing a song, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, for his mercy endureth forever. Encourage people. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Sing unto the Lord and be thankful.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the word today. Praise the Lord at this time. Let us prepare to go to God in prayer. And let us be thankful. Sometimes we pray unto the Lord and we just don't have any other words to say except thank you, Lord. All we can do is just thank the Lord. And the Lord, he blesses us because he knows we need. He knows our heart's desire. He knows the problems we face. He knows everything that's going on with us. And sometimes when you start thanking the Lord like that, God will take you to another level in a spiritual realm that you never experienced before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of my daughter-in-law. She was just a praying young teenager, and she began to pray one day. And she started saying, thank you, Jesus, and she couldn't stop. That means she thanked them all day long, and she couldn't even come in. She couldn't stop thanking the Lord. God will take over in the prayer if we just do what the Bible says. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they started saying these words, God started moving, and he turned those armies against each other, and they began to slay themselves, killed all themselves. God fought the whole battle for them. And then they had so much of the spoil that they could, it took them a lot of days to gather it all up. You know, I thank God because his mercy endures forever. And I encourage you to take the word of God in and just believe God. So at this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you thanks, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we call upon you today to stop by here, Lord, to make your holy visitation. Oh, God, to go into the home or wherever each listener is, to visit them where they are. And, Lord God, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, heal, make whole, send deliverance, work things out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, open doors and make ways. Oh, God, manifest yourself in a mighty way, Lord, and be merciful unto us. And help us, Lord, to be thankful unto you. We pray, God, for that sinner today who has repented in their heart. We ask for mercy. Lord, we ask that you will forgive sins, that you will blot out transgressions, that you will take away the sin, Lord, and fill the souls with the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Save dying souls, Lord. You sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, to redeem man, to restore us, oh God, to reconcile us back to you, to give us salvation. And we believe you today, Lord, and we are taking you at your word, and we are praying, Lord, for the saving of the lost souls of men. Lord, please stretch forth your mighty hand and touch hearts and minds today. Break up the stony heart. Make Satan loose his hold in the name of Jesus. and let your blood cover right now. Let it wash and purify in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and have your way. Remember those who are sick in their bodies. Lord God, touch, heal right now. Oh, God, be close to them, Lord. Go into the room where they are and make your presence known. Oh, Lord God, go in with healing and restoration. Touch, my God. Rebuke the condition. Rebuke the sickness, oh God. Rebuke the incurable disease in the name of Jesus. Oh God, rebuke the viruses. Oh Lord God, you're able, Lord Jesus. Rebuke these diseases that are plaguing the people, the sicknesses that are coming on the people, Lord, and make them whole right now. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord. We are praying for those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh, God. Remember the Ingram family, Lord God. Be close to them and uphold them, Lord Jesus. Help them through this difficult time. Give the family strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus and all the bereaved families, Lord. Comfort them right now. And console them, Lord Jesus. Be merciful, Lord. Oh, my God. We know you are able, Lord Jesus. Remember us, Lord, in this broadcast. Continue to bless, Lord, and our families, every listener, Lord, and the families that are represented. Bless abundantly, Lord. Let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. And remember the church at large. Oh, God, bless every member of the body of Christ. Strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Bring us together and help us, oh, God, to unite our hearts as one. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today, oh, God, and we are taking you at your word. Lord, we give you thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for fighting our battle for us, oh, God. Thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for all things. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now at this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, speaking of God's mercy, how it endures forever. And she was encouraging us to give thanks unto God. And I just thought, what a reminder to us that God's mercy endures forever. And I thought, you know, sometimes even the most patient people, they run out of patience, they run out of mercy. But God, who is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, he's the one who made the heavens, his mercy endureth forever. So we ought to give thanks because his mercy is the one that matters. People, they don't have mercy a lot of times. And sometimes they will, but like I said, they run out of patience. They run out of their mercy, but God's mercy endureth forever. So we can go ahead and give thanks. We don't deserve it all the time, that unmerited favor. We do not deserve his grace and his mercy, but it endures forever. That tells me something about God's love and about God in general, because he doesn't have to, but he does. So wonderful. I enjoy the word of God. I want to go ahead and let God bless you, Evangelist May. You are welcome to have remarks. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed message.
Amen.
Pastor Sheila, I mean, I tell you, we ought to give thanks to the Lord because God has been so merciful unto us. I mean, down through the years, he has blessed and kept us. He has got us out of the trouble that we got ourselves in. He has made a way for us. He has opened doors for us. He has blessed us tremendously. And glory to God. Why not give thanks unto the Lord? Glory to God. I thank God today I thank God for that word, that beautiful, inspiring, and encouraging message from the Lord. And let us take the word of God in. Let us do what the word is telling us to do, because God has been so good and merciful, and we ought to just give him thanks in all things. Just give him thanks. The good, the bad, what seemed to be ugly, and what seemed to be bad.
Yes.
He gives God thanks. So I thank the Lord for that message, and I encourage Dr. Hameen to continue to preach the word of God and continue to go as the Lord leads her. God bless you. I'm praying for you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through her. If any other clergy are on the line, you are certainly welcome to give remarks. Again, thank God for that beautiful word of God. And it's like it feels celebratory to me that we ought to give thanks for God's mercy endures forever. And like she said, the whole scripture is just really a reminder of how long God's mercy endures, and that's forever. Amen. And if there are no clergy on the line, no other clergy on the line, amen, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back into the hands of Pastor Sheila. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. And we just thank God for all of you for continuing to tune in, to listen to this broadcast. And we thank God for your prayers, your support, and for your love. Amen. We just thank the Lord for all things. And I just want to take this time out to thank the Lord for Evangelist May and her continued support. Encourage you.
Amen.
Also, it's made to continue to do the work of the Lord. God is blessing you greatly. And also, I just want to say I thank God for you, Dr. Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord and for your faithfulness and your continued support and help and all that you do. Can you be encouraged and continue to do the work of the Lord? Praise the Lord. And to all the people of God, I just want to encourage you to do whatever God is giving you to do. Sometimes you might face some challenging situations. You may see some mountains in your way. You may see the enemy confronting you. But regardless of what comes up, just give to the Lord and trust the Lord to get you through. Like the children of Israel, when they saw that Red Sea and they didn't see their way, how they were going to get over to the other side, they panicked. They started complaining. They started marveling. And they weren't thankful that the Lord had delivered them out of Egypt. Even though Egypt was right behind them, God had delivered them out of Egypt. They could still see the enemy. The enemy was still threatening, but God had delivered them, and they didn't give thanks. But they were encouraged to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord. So, yes, the enemy might be on your track. He might be breathing down your neck. Glory be to God, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because God is fighting the battle for you. Just be encouraged, everyone. And I ask for your continued prayers, and I ask that you will keep the Ingram family in prayer, lifted up before the Lord and all the bereaved families. And before we close out, anything else before we close out? If not,
yes, praise the Lord.
Go ahead. God bless you, man.
To have Teresa Edmond and her family. Teresa was my first cousin, and she passed away on Thursday.
Oh.
So I'm asking the church to pray for the family. I don't know if I'll be able to get down there, but one thing we can do is pray for them.
Amen. So sorry for your loss.
Teresa, Teresa.
Yes.
Say it again, Teresa.
Teresa Edmond. She's the one that passed away. But
that's okay.
Pray for the Edmond family.
Amen. Yes, we'll be praying for the family, and we ask you to please lift them up in your prayers. Continually.
Yes.
Anything else? If not, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Lord's will, we are planning on having a oldie but goodie night.
All right.
Okay.
It will be some old messages that we found.
Yeah,
the
okay.
Lord, but they were some goodies.
Oh,
so
good.
We plan on having oldies but goodies.
Thank the Lord.
Night.
That's all right.
So we want you to tune in.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That sounds like I want to be all in there. So you're all invited to tune in tonight. Amen. And to the gospel broadcast. Amen. Go ahead and give that number out again.
Amen. Tune into the Gospel Truth broadcast this evening. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. This evening at 7 o'clock p.m., you can call 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You're in for a treat, so don't miss out. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord and let us be more thankful. And also, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.